This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. The following is my interview with Gianna Michaels. Those of you familiar with Gianna's work know just how great she is. Incredibly large, natural breasts, great sexual attitude. I had just given her her award in 2008 at the Adult Expo. She won the RogerReviews.com Critics' Choice Award, Best Female Performer. I think she deserved it. She's often overlooked by other critics' organizations. It was a great interview, a ton of fun. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. I welcome all your feedback. Drop me a line, Rog at RogReviews.com. Thanks. All right, I'm really excited. Not that anybody cares, but I'm really excited because I'm sitting next to...
Gianna. Ooh, and he is. You should see his pants.
I'm really close. I'm really excited. It's because you're wearing a tank top that barely holds those things in. Woo! We'll get to you two in a minute. First, we're going to talk to Gianna.
Hey!
Thank you very much. You got a crazy booth here at Jules Jordan Video and a massive line, but you took a few minutes out to talk to us, and that's cool.
But of course, because I love all y'all that are listening.
You guys should be here with me right now. I got the best seat in the house. You've been to shows before, so you're used to this fan feedback.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It seems like every year it seems to be like I'm getting more and more love from the fans, and it's awesome, especially hear it from them. Like, truthfully, you know, hey, I don't want to say fuck somebody in particular or anything like that, but it's like, I truly think I'm happy the fans are giving me that response, and we'll just leave it at that.
There you go. The fans know what's going on.
Exactly. They're the ones that fucking jerk off to this shit.
And I think they know that you are pretty awesome.
Hey, and they're pretty awesome, them damn
awesome.
Selves.
Awesome. So, let's talk about you. You've got a new website going, right?
Yeah, I actually had a business proposal this morning and went through with my lawyer, and might be signing some fucking docs today in regards to somebody working with me on my site. So, GiannaXXX.com coming soon for sure.
Excellent.
Looks like I'm actually going to jump on that shit.
There's another website that appears to be yours, but maybe is not.
Most definitely not mine. Anything that claims to be at this time, because I don't have anything out as of today. January fucking, what day is it today? 11th, 2008. Nothing is out as of today.
Okay, so that other website that I've been linking to is not yours.
I'm going to have to say, nah, man.
All right, so we'll change those links to the right one.
I appreciate that.
Excellent.
I appreciate that.
You had another great year.
Hey.
G for Gianna.
Yeah.
One of the best movies of the year.
Loving it. Had so much fun filming that.
All you, all the time.
Yeah.
How good is that?
I love it.
And the fans love it, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Obviously, I heard it did pretty fucking well.
I got two copies myself.
Ooh.
Just, you know, to make sure there's one in each room.
Yeah.
Now, there's a second one coming out?
Yeah, Johnny actually asked me to do a second one, and I think he was pretty much saying he wants to do like a naftier version. Like, first one was pretty, you know what I mean? It was like a couple different fetishes and stuff like that, but he wants to make it a little more intense, I guess. So I'm not exactly sure what he's got up his sleeve, but actually shot the first one, which was a girl with Felicity Vaughn, and man, it was actually supposed to be a double BJ, and he was like, just tease me a little bit, you know, and I'll jump in, you know, to, like, do a little girl, like, you know, just fill each other out. Ended up fucking turning into a girl scene. Like, by the end of the thing, we looked over at him, and his fucking pants were pulled up, and we're like, what the fuck happened? Just a second ago, dick was hanging out, you know what I mean? And he was just like, how could I jump into something like that? It was just going so awesome, so.
That's great.
Yeah, and I think I'm in love with her. She's fucking gorgeous. If you haven't watched anything she's in, check her out.
All right. Obviously, people love you. Other performers, too, yeah?
Yeah.
Who are your favorites to work with?
Favorites to work with? I would have to say my top five would be Annetta Schwartz. She's fucking awesome. In regards to dudes, Mark Ashley. He's always fun. Justin Flair was fun. Anything with Rico Strong was fun. I like Belladonna. And who else? Who else comes to mind? Felicity, obviously, I just said. And Roxy DeVille. She's the shit. Yeah. Oh, Preston over at Bang Bros.
Yeah. You got a good list there.
Yeah.
How long you been in the business?
About 3 years now. This AVN is 3 years.
Nice. Bigger response every year, yeah?
Yeah.
You're kind of slid in under the radar the first year, and then last year, you had that Fashionistas 2 scene that somehow everybody forgot to nominate for greatest scene ever.
No shit! That was so much fun. That was so much fun, and I could not believe that Jenna Hayes took him in the ass. That shit was bigger than her fucking arm, man. Insane. It was fun, though. But it's all good.
That was a great contract.
But like I was saying, I'm sure the fans loved it, though, so it's all good.
I know that. You got little Jenna and big curvy Gianna and Rocco's monster penis just ripping her ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, and speaking of ass, we gotta mention this.
Gotcha.
You don't do the ass.
Nah, man. Nobody's been in the booty hole yet.
Ever?
On film.
okay.
We're
practicing off camera, right?
Practicing, not so much. I have tried it. You know what kind of, it's not my favorite thing in the world to do. I'd have to have somebody such as a person from one of that list that I just said of my favorites just turn me out. Because I did it was with my ex, and anything that man could have done to me, I would have loved. So it would have to be like the same situation. I'd have to feel comfortable with the person that was fucking shoving something in my ass. So anybody on that list, I'd let them do it. They could fuck me.
But we're waiting for the on-screen anal, right? We're
saving
that? Yeah.
Yeah, check out my site.
Pretty amazing. You've been in 3 years, one of the biggest stars of the business, whether they acknowledge it or not.
Okay.
No anal. That's pretty impressive.
Hey.
Now, how do you think that happened? Do you think it has anything to do with those?
Well, I guess I have to question you back on that one. I have no idea. You seem to know a little bit more about this than myself. You think it has to do with some of those?
Well, I think the first thing people noticed about you early on was those. Because let's face it, they are probably the greatest natural breasts, at least in the last 15 years in this industry.
Nice.
As far as large natural breasts, you got to go back to 18-year-old Christy Canyon to even come close.
Dude, everybody's always talking to me about her. They're like, that's the only person I think I've ever been compared to in regards to titties.
Really?
Yeah.
Genuinely, absolutely freaking amazing.
And I met her. She's awesome.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
And at 18, 19, she was first in. Awesome natural.
Right.
So, obviously you have those. People are going to notice.
Hey.
But you know what? Guys, not all guys like big boobs.
Right.
So you cross over because you fuck like a wild animal.
Yeah.
In every scene.
You know what my secret is?
What?
And kind of sad, actually.
Yeah. What is it? You going to tell me?
My sex life out of porn is so fucking non-existent. So I take it out. I fucking get my fix for sure with all the industry shit.
Nice.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't fuck off camera, but I'm just saying.
It's not.
Yeah.
Save it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think the breasts.
Don't laugh at me.
The breasts draw people in.
All right.
You're also stunning.
Thank you.
Got a nice ass.
Hey.
But I think it's got to be the scenes in the long run that you make everyone look like you want to fuck the guy in half. And what could be hotter than that?
Yeah, fucking me in half.
Yeah, that could be hotter. So what are a few titles, other than G for Gianna, which everybody should see, especially if they're a fan of yours, because that's all you.
Yeah, that had a little bit of everything in it. New Sensations also has one, I Love Gianna. And then, dude, what else? Anything internet-wise for, like, Bang Bros or Brazzers or who the fuck else? I've done some stuff for DeVoe. I've done a lot of stuff for Evil Angel also. And I've loved everything I've ever done for them. So I got to give them credit also because, yeah, they're the shit for sure.
You did some Mike John movies this year.
Yeah. Oh, this last one I did for him. I forget what the title is, but what happened was I fucked Mr. Marcus, and then after that there was like a blow bang of like, dude, I don't even know how many guys it was. Like
there was one too few guys because Mike forgot to call me.
Very cool. I didn't know you were into those. Ah, you'd come in my mouth.
Only special.
Gotcha.
Wait, what was that?
I said, would you come in my mouth?
If you ask nicely, yeah.
How about if I got on my knees and I asked you?
Yeah, you could pay half my day rate for that. So you've done all kinds of great work.
Thank you.
You know, we'll talk about it. You were named a Roger Reviews Critics' Choice Award for Female Performer for 2007.
Yay!
You probably could have won in 2006 as well, but Hillary Scott just barely beat
you. Yo, she was doing her thing.
Monster year.
Yeah, she was doing her thing for sure.
So you won that for just amazing performances. AVN's got you as the, unsung starlet?
I believe so, yeah. And then I think G for Gianna is actually also up for something also. So, yeah.
Well, here's what we figure. We all kind of got together on the internet and decided you have to win Unsung Starlet because you should be contending for Performer of the Year.
Right.
And you're not nominated, which means you have to be the most underrated star out there.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it works. If you don't win, well, you know.
It's all good. I won your guys' fucking review, so.
You come to my room and I'll give you a trophy.
Dirty dog!
I'm trying. Back to the website a little bit. How long has this been in the works?
I've actually been on and off for about the past year, actually shooting stuff. Like, I don't have a whole shitload of stuff, but I got enough to put up on a site and to keep it fucking going for a while, and I'll keep on shooting, obviously. Yeah.
Are we going to see some, like, personal Gianna at home kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's going to be very personal. I'm going to do some web shows. I'm going to do some... I just got a fucking house. I'll do some stuff around my house and stuff like that, too.
You're going to do the dishes topless? And
dude, I could do that, yeah. What else you got for me? What else you want to see?
Wash my car topless?
Ooh, I could do that.
I want to see you do anything topless.
Okay.
You can do my taxes topless.
Okay.
Do me topless.
Laundry and shit like that. Oh, I gotcha. Bake cookies. And
I'll do your laundry. You just stand there topless. I'll do your laundry.
All right, that works.
Where are you from?
Seattle, Washington. Born and bred, baby.
And how did you find your way down to the valley to shoot porn?
I actually was seeing a dude that lived out here. I ended up moving out this way, and yeah, that's how I found my way to Los Angeles, and then found my way into porn by an agent that was driving by, stopped. Didn't even fuck with him the first time because I was like, I'm in love and I'm going to be, you know, happy. Not saying I'm not now, but I'm just saying my mentality was very young then, and I was just like so infatuated with this man. It was insane.
Well, you're happy now, and you're in love with the dick, right?
With all these men, yeah.
Now you get to pick and choose who you love on what day.
Exactly. So now it's like, yeah, exactly.
There you go. Now, how old young lady are you?
I am 24 years old. 24.
How tall?
5'11", without shoes.
So you are tall for the industry.
I'm a big bitch, yeah.
I don't know if you're a bitch, but you're big.
I'm big.
And measurements?
36 double D, I got a 28 waist and a 40 hips.
So you got the 40.
Yep.
And in case people missed it earlier, they're natural.
All natural.
And they're
100%.
They're so natural and perfect, they almost don't look natural. They almost look too perfect.
Yeah.
Now, when did you start growing those?
High school, I was probably like up to a B cup. So, like, you know what I mean? In high school, that's decent.
Right.
Then it went to C, and yeah.
At what point did you go, holy shit?
High school. High school, like my, whatever the fuck the second year is in, you know what I mean? I ended up starting to wear the little top and the tight jeans and all that other bullshit.
So you weren't shy about them?
Nah, man.
And you like them?
I love the fucking attention that I got, I'd have to say.
And they still get attention now?
Yeah. They're bigger now, too, goddammit.
Really, they are. They're huge.
They're
you are a ridiculously busty lady.
Hey.
So what else should we ask you about?
I have no idea. Anything that the fans threw in that they wanted to know or anything like that.
How do you feel about meeting fans here in person?
I love it. I fucking love the energy and all that good stuff. I mean, my feet are killing me, but I'm still good. It's like when somebody comes up and they're talking to you, conversating or whatever, it just makes it worth it. It's like, it's kind of crazy to see all the fucking people that actually watch porn.
Now, most of the
guys, a lot of goddamn people.
There are a lot of people who watch porn, and most of the guys who come up to you have watched your movies and done what guys do watching hot girls have sex.
Well, I don't know. What do they do?
Well, it depends on who they are. Some of them probably sit there and stare at the screen. Some of them probably, you know, stroke their cock.
Gotcha.
That's what I do for a living. I got a good job.
They pay you to do that shit.
That's how good I am
at
it.
Holy fuck.
Practice makes perfect.
You must be really good.
I'm so good.
Like, really, really good.
Countdown from 10.
Are you fucking right-handed or left-handed? Are you ambidextrous by
both.
Now?
I need both.
Ooh, that big, huh?
Right.
Or one to hold your balls in the other way.
No, I need both. It depends. If I'm watching a normal scene,
right,
to hold the balls. If I'm watching Gianna, I need two because it grows twice
gotcha.
As big.
Gotcha. Ooh, stop teasing me.
It gets so big for you.
You're fucking amazing.
I had a question. Oh, okay. So the guys come up and some of them probably let you know that they enjoy self-pleasure to your image.
Mm.
How does that make you feel?
I think it's cool. It makes me think that, you know, it must be pretty fucking good to them because I think of the people that I think of when I fucking masturbate, you know what I mean?
Who do you think of when you masturbate?
Everybody in that first list that I gave you.
Do you still masturbate?
Oh, yeah.
Fingers, toys?
Toys.
Toys?
I got Hitachi. I get off on clitoral stimulation, and when it's just me, I don't, you know what I mean? I just kind of like to get there and get done and fucking...
Gotcha. Now, I've heard... Wrapping up?
Now we're good until they come.
Okay.
No worries.
Okay, alright, we'll wrap this up really quick. I heard you were a bit of a size queen.
A what?
A size queen. You like the big dicks.
Who told you that?
Yeah, you know, I was told by the dating service, you know,
Since
I have 12 inches, they're trying to hook me up with the right girl.
Okay.
They said that you might be on my list.
We'd make a perfect match.
That's what they say. What
made
do you
in
think?
Heaven. I do. I mean, it doesn't have to be huge, and I've actually gotten off by really, like, seriously small dudes because I think it rubs against my clit and stuff like that, you know? But I love a fucking tight fit. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying I got a huge pussy, don't get me wrong, but...
No, but you fuck. You don't just lie there. So
yeah.
If a guy is too small, he's going to pop out all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Moving.
I like to keep it going. Yeah.
So, yeah, you like the big, but
yeah,
it doesn't
I
have
do.
To be big.
I don't like fucking ginormous, though. Like, you know what I mean? I love Shane Diesel to death, but I wouldn't fuck him on a continuous basis or, you know what I mean? Like, he's the coolest dude in the world, but it's like his shit is humongous.
It's the variety, right?
Yeah.
Depends on the day, depends on the mood.
Yeah. Oh, so that, right? That fits into it as well, because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
that's why you get two, right? Sometimes
exactly.
I feel like a nut, sometimes not.
Exactly.
Anything else we should talk about? Visit the website.
GiannaXXX.com. Coming soon.
And look for G for Gianna 2.
Coming
out.
Soon. Probably mid-year.
What about we're looking at Jenna Hayes' Dark Side. What about a Gianna Dark Side movie?
I don't know what he's going to title it. I truly have no idea. But, yeah, that'd be awesome. I think that's kind of how he wanted to do it. Something really dirty and, yeah.
But
we'll
can I do the blow bang with you?
Yeah, you can. Actually, I'll tell him that you want to jump in on that.
We'll do a little tit fuck.
That works. You want to stick your dick in between my tits?
You know what? I'll be honest. I do. Do you want me to stick my dick in between
my tits? Have you ever thought
it? Have ever what?
Thought of it?
Thought of putting my dick
in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How can I not? How can a guy watch you and not think?
I have no fucking idea, but I'm just asking. Just
absolutely.
Out of curiosity.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Are you seriously? What are you doing to my tits? Are you squeeze them around your
I'm
dick, or do you just let
no,
me do
you're,
it?
No, you're squeezing them.
I'm doing it?
You're squeezing
okay.
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a lazy fuck.
No,
huh?
No, because I'm choking you a little bit. I'm either choking or I'm reaching back and fingering your pussy a little bit.
Very cool.
You know,
you're kind of kinky.
You know, gotta try.
I'm watching all that goddamn porn.
The little
huh?
guys have to try harder.
Oh, what happened? I thought you said you were packing heat.
Yeah, well, we all know that's bullshit.
Why's that?
Because otherwise I'd be doing it, right?
Hey, well said, my friend. Well said.
All right, I think we're good. Visit GiannaXXX.com.
Coming soon.
And if you haven't seen her, whatever, you're not watching the right porn.